All right, you're going to love this. I'm not so sure about it. There's this new thing, which mostly it's in America at the moment, I think, mm-hmm. where there's this company, you pay them money, and they send paparazzi to follow you round, to take pictures of you.
Right.
Just like, you know, coming out of your house, stepping out of a car. Because, I mean, obviously, being papped is surely the best reason about being famous, don't you think? No.
I wouldn't.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Are you speaking
either.
From experience?
Really not, no.
I think it would be brilliant.
Why? Why would you want that? So you can pretend you can be a celebrity for a day.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Is that top of the list? Paparazzi following me around all the time?
Well, yeah, because if you have the paparazzi, then you get other stuff as well, don't you?
Like?
People asking for your autograph, other people wanting pictures taken with you and stuff.
Hmm. Well, brilliant. What happens is they follow you around for as long as you pay them for.
Right.
And just take photos of you, like you're an actual famous. So I'd be like, Chappers, where are you going today, Chappers? Looking good, Chappers. And all the flash bulbs
could
are going
you,
off all the time.
Could you really see me going for that?
I can't see you personally going for it.
No.
What do they ask, paparazzi? It's mainly kind of hairdresser questions, aren't they? Mm-hmm. What have we been up to? Been on holiday yet? Anywhere nice this year?
I've never had an
How's work going? How much do you want off the back? They don't ask that one. Anyway, there's a basic package where you get up to 30 minutes of the paparazzi treatment.
I'm a bit confused. Have you booked these people?
No.
Oh, right.
I'm just saying you can. Up to 30 minutes of the paparazzi treatment, including asking questions, vying for coverage, shouting your name and everything else you've seen on TV and want to experience for yourself. I reckon some of our listeners would absolutely love to do this, celebrity for a day. Here's someone who's done it and absolutely loved it.
It's crazy. I was like, oh my God, I can't see.
What?
It's crazy. I was like, oh my God, I can't see.
We've all had those nights out. Oh my God, I can't see.
Yes.
I just don't see why you would want this.
It's definitely about the paparazzi experience, about having the lights flashing in your face and people asking you questions, just like you see on TV.
Wow. It gets even better as well. Check this out.
You can even get them to hire a bouncer to pretend to protect you from the paparazzi and a publicist to pretend to tell them to stop asking you questions.
Oh, my God. So are they extra, then?
Yes. But, yeah, they go one step further there, you see, because not only are there lots of people taking a picture, you also have a bouncer employed by the same people to push the photographers out of the way, who aren't even real.
Good
so
God.
It's like, Chappers, where are you going tonight? And then some person goes, Chappers, darling, don't answer them. No comment, don't say a word.
That's my publicist.
That's
not,
the publicist,
not
the bouncer. So, yeah, you've got a fake publicist, a fake bouncer, and fake paparazzi all taking your photos, just like the real celebrities, only it's not real. Mm. Do you think, would people ask for your autograph, do you think? Because some people would, wouldn't they? If you had the paparazzi, even though they wouldn't know they're fake, if you had the photographers there, and the bouncer, and the publicist, darling, do you think people would go, excuse me,
I don't know
who you are, but can I have your autograph?
This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Keith.
Where are you, Keith?
I'm in Inverness.
Inverness, lovely. How can I help?
Well, that idea with the getting the paparazzi to phone you around, that's a brilliant idea.
Why?
Well, it's like, you could go out, guys could go out and they could get these paparazzi to come round and you could pull any kind of bird you wanted. It's unbelievable. Girls are a bit shallow when it comes to pulling celebs, you see.
So, right, so you think you could pull quite a lot of fit women through this?
Oh, aye. More than usual, anyway.
Really?
Oh, aye.
Is that a lot, Keith?
No. I wouldn't like to boast.
No, of course, why not?
It'd be rude to.
Paul and Chester's been on going, yes, that would be great on a first date to try and impress. You'd get a guaranteed one. What does that mean? But yeah, if the paparazzi were there, he thinks that'd be good. Loads of our listeners really want this. The paparazzi on a night out when you get out of a limo at a big club, that would be pretty awesome. Rachel's been on saying, the pap thing would be awesome. If you're queuing to get into a club, they will think you're a celebrity and they will let you straight in.
I know, that's a good point, yeah. It would work, though.
Yeah, they really would, yeah. So. I think this could really suit you. I'm going to try and book it for you, actually.
Seriously, don't.
Can you imagine?
No.
There'd be some horrible incident, wouldn't you? It's 5:03 on Radio 1.